I'm tipping this man woke up with a spring in his step. Well, I hope he did, because he had a
tour. Maybe not.
Maybe he's got a sore head. He was entitled. He had a big day yesterday with $2 million winners at the Gold Coast. Trainer Bjorn Baker's on the line. Bjorn, good morning. And, well, congratulations on a fantastic result for the stable yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I think Jimmy's probably right. Wake up with more of a spring in the step. It's nice to hear from you. I think you lost my number for a few months again.
No, never lose your number.
There's only one reason for that, Bjorn.
Yes, Jimmy.
You haven't had a winner.
We made up for it yesterday.
Met a few around. What a tea. Come on.
No, you've done very, very well, mate. Congratulations on that. Oh, what about that finish from Egyptian Symbol? At what point did you think, well, hang on, here we go, we're still in this?
I thought she was just bolting on the corner.
Yeah.
But she did have about 15 lengths to make up, so I thought we were probably going to struggle. But she's always shown that sort of ability. It's great to really win a decent race with her. She's got a super pedigree, and she's always shown that she's something a little bit special. So it was great to see her.
And Redouble, he's been a work in progress for a couple of seasons now, but you've found the key to him, Bjorn. He's gone back-to-back, and he's won a $1 million race, the Magic Millions Cup.
Yeah, quite unbelievable. If you'd told me that 3 or 4 months ago, I would have said, oh, that's what we're aiming for, but we're next to no chance. So it's amazing when plans come off and things work out really well.
Did you get over to the sales on last night? Because after the couple of big wins, I thought you might have been a little bit more bullish in the market.
No, I thought we bought pretty well during the week, and I wasn't going to do what we did unencumbered a few years ago, and we bid it against each other on the same table, so I didn't want to make the same mistake.
Well, how did you go for the sales then? How many did you pick up?
Oh, I maybe bought 8 or 9, and I thought I'd struggle to pay for them, but. But I think I said yesterday, we won't have to sell the house now. We'll be able to get a few people in and there's some good clients. I had a pretty good day yesterday.
Well, you've had a big week, haven't you, Bjorn? Because not only did you win the $2 million races, with Egyptian Symbol and Redouble, Goodfellow was just beat in the third, the Magic Millions Trophy. And I believe it was the 10th wedding anniversary?
Yeah, it was on Thursday night.
There you go.
Yeah, and Andrew's been a stalwart. It hasn't always been easy, that's for sure. So,
well, it was tough when you first came over, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, it was for sure. And it's not a game with a set income every week, that's for sure. So it's been a great ride. But she loves Australia. We're not yet citizens. So she did say to me during the week, geez, these Aussies are still world champions at something. Keeping your beer cold.
Oh, there you go. We're not doing too good on the sporting field.
I like the way you said, it has been tough. I'd love to get her take on things. It'd be very different.
No, I think she's looking at it from her point of view.
Exactly.
Tell you what. I'm glad you've got some empathy and some perspective there, Bjorn. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. Great fun.
Now, the win of Egyptian Symbol came at a price too, and I know how, shrewd and careful you are, Bjorn, so you might have had a double win there, is that right?
No, I didn't have a bet yesterday. It's sort of the stake money's so good, and I wish I had, but I couldn't catch you. I haven't got any cash on me, but I've got a new $50 note, so I didn't realise that. How tough things have been.
Oh, you had a day. How important is it for a day like yesterday, Bjorn, when you had the two big winners, you had a narrow second in another $1 million race, and Erythea ran a close fourth in the mare. So you're four runners on a big showcase day like that. How important is that for the stable to perform?
Massive, yeah, I must say. And I said 2018's been the year of the seconds for me as a stable and my team, which is great. It means the horse is running well, but at the same time, too, it's also frustrating. Mm. When Goodfellow came second, I think, oh, geez, this trend's continuing. It's funny how within sort of an hour, things can really turn around, and that's a big day. Magic Millions, a lot of the big owners and at Masters and so forth are all up and up here. So
yep.
You've got to get the results on the big days.
Of the 8 or 9 you bought, is there one in particular that you're most excited about?
I think they're all sort of good horses with good value. What you do, you're able to bring them back, hopefully, every year. You don't have to be winning the 2 or 2-year-old race or even the 3-year-old race. It shows you the horse like Egyptian Symbol. You can keep coming back year after year. You're running for good money. So that's exciting.
Exactly. Yeah. And Bjorn, just quickly, racing never stops. The stable has one runner today. I think Horn will definitely run at Wellington. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's going out to Wellington. I say I won the Wellington Boot last year, but one of my first runners was actually in the Wellington Boot when I came over from New Zealand. And mm-hmm. I said to my wife, Andrea, I've got a runner in Wellington, so I've got to go out there. I'll be away all Sunday. So when you come back through customs, give me some Marmite.
So I don't think you're out there today, obviously, but if you were, just be careful of the cow and calf there at Wellington. We've had a...
No, the stakes are good there, James.
Well, eventually they are, yeah. An hour and a half later.
We're not invited back there ever again, by the way, Bjorn.
No, we'll be giving the cow and calf a miss today, I'm afraid.
No, fair enough.
How about the sheep and lamb, though?
We better not
I'm not even going to go there. Yeah. No, I'm not going to touch that. Are you out of bed yet?
Yeah, I'm well up. We're going to start packing and get the troops on the road.
And just be careful. It sounds like you might have picked up a nasty bug up there on the Gold Coast.
Wouldn't believe it. It's been a tough week and a bit of a flu. So, it's amazing what you can pick up in Australia.
Mate, we better let you go, mate. This could be one we hold for years and years and years. Good on you, Bjorn. Congratulations on those couple of winners, and great to have you on the program. And you're right, we haven't lost your number, but...
I'll talk to you next week, eh?
Well, yeah, let's see.
Good on you, Bjorn. Congratulations again, mate.
See you, guys. Thanks so much.